Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1014. Visible translated text is as follows. Quinn, Limmy. Continued spots, could not tell whether of paint, varnish, or blood, page 106. Spots of blood often on floor from cuts. Witness relates instances of cuts where girls bled profusely and passed by spots found by Barrett, coming to office to have cuts dressed, page 106. Women about 100 worked in factory, page 106. R. Reed J.D. conductor Hollis said George Epps and deceased on his car, 26th, page 235. Denied by Hollis, page 235. Rich relatives in Brooklyn, none, page 125. Frank's parents worth only $20,000, page 125. Robinson, Miss Ruth. Saw. Frank once speak to deceased, page 222. Called her by name, page 222. Rogers, April 27th, 5 o'clock to 6:30 a.m. at factory, and heard Starn's phone conversation. Description of body of deceased, page 15. Excrement in elevator shaft, mashed by elevator, 27th, page 15. Healthy man's excrement, page 15. Factory Frank opened safe readily and told about girl deceased Saturday, page 13. He opened safe with no difficulty, page 15. Time clock Frank suggested putting in new slip, page 13. Slip taken out Frank, Leo M. Rogers went for, with Detective Black, page 11. Frank carried by undertakers, page 11. He consented readily to go, pages 11, 14. Stated he did not know her by name, page 12. Witness never saw Frank before 27th, page 13. Knew nothing of Frank before 27th, page 13. Undertaker's witness saw body at page 12. Frank just behind Rogers, page 12.